Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 21. No, 22. Ooh, slipped
up
there.
Are
you sure? Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
I already checked.
All right.
I'm your showrunner, Joe Nixon. With me, as always, the showstopper, Casey Tapp.
Yeah, boy! Yeah, those are good nicknames. I like that.
Yeah, I like them too. I think they fit us well, so.
Not nicknames. Those are titles.
Radio names.
They're titles.
Yeah, they're titles.
It's going to go on the website.
Got to change the button, the business cards now.
Co-owner, showstopper.
That would be so great. So, we missed last week because you were sick.
Yeah.
And snowed in.
God, I was like the exorcist sick. Like,
we had to call a preacher and...
No, you ask my wife. I was actually about 2 feet away from my toilet and was still making it dead on because I have perfect accuracy.
Mm.
But yeah, it was everywhere.
That's intense.
Yeah, and like 2 days later, she was like, "You're welcome." I was like, "You're welcome for what?" She was like, "For cleaning up your vomit off the toilet." I was like, I couldn't help myself.
But yeah, so we're back.
We're back. With mics.
I feel like we say that every other episode. Yeah. If you haven't noticed yet, which I hope you have, we have new microphones.
5 seconds.
Well, I mean, like, if they
should we got new mics, but they don't have socks over them, so we might hear some...
Or P's and P's, like, you know, that kind of stuff. We don't have our... What are they called?
Pop filters. They're socks.
Pop filters.
They're basically socks. Or pantyhose.
Yeah, basically.
See, they use pantyhose because of the P in panties.
So hopefully this ups the quality of our podcast.
Yeah.
As well as the convenience of having it on iTunes and Pocket Casters and hopefully other Android services pretty soon, but we'll keep you posted.
Android. Losers.
But you can also always just get the podcast directly on our website if you wish.
Yeah, it's
true.
That's
up to you, though. So, we got a couple things to talk about. So, I have a scale of, do you want to start with the most ridiculous or start with the least ridiculous and build up to the most ridiculous?
What if we had like a randomization system?
I don't have one of those.
Okay. So, least ridiculous.
Okay, so we'll build up then. All right, so the order came out last week.
Hold on, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
How do you judge what is building up and what is going down?
Because I just know these things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So ridiculous is good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is ridiculous, basically.
Okay, go for it.
So the order came out last week, last Friday. I played it. I enjoyed it very much. The critics did not enjoy it that much. If I can freaking talk.
We have a knack for liking games that most people don't.
Yeah, I mean.
Games that people find shitty, we tend to like.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I mean, I enjoy like a narrative, driven game. Like The Order. Like, it's a third person shooter that doesn't think that you have to have a gun in your hands 24/7, like the whole way through the game. Sometimes you walk around and explore certain areas and stuff like that, which I think is cool, but some people got annoyed by it. They were like, "Get me to the action," which might be just short attention span. But
I think as cool as it looks, people expect it like to be more action because it looks really good.
Like that's probably has to do with the marketing too. Like it was marketed as an action shooter, so I can understand like people.
I first saw it, I didn't really watch any of the trailers or anything, but just looking at it, it seems more of like a, it kind of seems more like an Uncharted kind of, like where the story means more than the...
Yeah, but it's very like cinematic.
That's what I mean, it seems more of like a movie than a game.
Yeah, there's quick time events and stuff like that, but... Those never bothered me. Like, I still had a lot of fun with that game. If you like alternate history and, like, I don't know, like, if you like worlds that are filled with a ton of lore, like, just background information, then I think, like, this is a good, like, seriously, like, they've really fleshed out the atmosphere in this game.
Joe's a big time travel nerd, so.
This isn't time travel, it's alternate history.
Okay,
totally different thing.
You know, because you could go back and change it, though.
No.
Right?
This is historic.
Not in the game, I'm saying, like, if we went back in time...
That's not what alternate history
...and changed it, then it would be... Now it would be...
Yeah, but that's just an alternate timeline. This is, like, I'm not going to get into this description of alternate history. It's just like what, it's like a what if thing. It's not like time travel and change something. It's like, what if you got to this point in history and then something happened? It's basically what that is.
Yeah.
Like, what if we lost World War II? Or what if in 1886 they had automatic rifles?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if we went back in time and made that happen, then that would be our history, right?
Fine. Whatever. So, but anyways, The Order, despite its low reviews and low scores, it was the top-selling game in the UK, knocking off Evolve from that top spot.
Wow, really?
Yeah. True facts.
That's horrible.
Well, think about it, though. This is, like, the first... like, since Second Son, this is, like, the PS or PlayStation exclusive to come out that's huge and got, like, a big name for it.
I guess.
Like, they're just dying for more exclusives and AAA stuff, so, if that makes sense.
I feel like Second Son was a lot better.
But you haven't even played The Order.
It's true. It is true.
Second Son was fun, but The Order was interesting, and that's why I liked it. Like, the gunplay was fun, but the overall story was really interesting.
How do the guns work in this game, Jay?
Well...
what are they made out of?
They're made of brass and wood.
Wood?
Like, yeah. Well, like, you know, wood stocks and brass barrels and...
but aren't they, like... metal barrels? Aren't whatever. They, like, have, like, technology in them and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. Like, Tesla. Nikolai Tesla.
Okay.
He's, like... It's a young Tesla, and he's helping them develop super cool weapons, like the lightning
gun. Now that we've kind of talked about this, describe the game. Like, tell us what it's
about.
Not necessarily what it's about, but just kind of give us some details about it.
Okay. So it's like, first of all, if this is like steampunk, but it's not like, oh, steampunk with the weird goggles and
yes,
like steam literally coming out. It's like
a useful steampunk.
It's like, it's industrial. Like, okay. It's very, like, the aesthetic of it is, it's very industrial. It's, like, there's a lot of metal and rust and, like, electricity. Like, it's not like, oh, look, there's, everything is steam-powered. That's not, but it's got that kind of look to it.
Yeah, I'm there.
And you're one of the Knights of the Round Table who had found the Holy Grail.
Excalibur?
No.
Oh.
So... Here's where the background stuff comes in. Like,
okay,
the original Knights of the Round Table, yes. Like Sir Lancelot, Sir Galahad, King Arthur,
Excalibur.
Yeah, sure, whatever. No, they found the Holy Grail, and it let them live past normal human lifetimes. Like, they drink this black water, and it heals them.
Ooh.
And so,
do they have to do it all the time, or is it just like a one-time
when
thing?
When they get wounds and stuff, like. It, like, in the game, like, if you get shot a lot, you drink this black water, and you're good, mm-hmm. basically. But eventually those original knights die off, and they have predecessors that come in. So, the Sir Galahad that you play as is not the original Sir Galahad. He's one of the knights that came after.
Is that his real name, or is that just,
no,
like, a title
it's
now?
Like, it's like a title. Okay. Like, each, like, it's an honor to be titled as one of the original knights.
Okay.
It's like, there's, like, a whole ceremony and whatever. But... so his real name is Grayson. So like his friends that in the order, like that's what they call him. They call him Grayson, but everybody below him is like refers to him as Sir Galahad.
Because it's a title.
Yeah.
It's like saying sir or yeah,
exactly.
Like, you know.
And that whole part of the game is so fleshed out. Like for a little bit I was a little confused cuz they refer to each other by two different names. And so like you have to get you kind of learn the characters as you go. And, like, I just really liked the world that they've established.
So
and there's definitely going
to
be a sequel.
That's basically what happened building up to when you start the game?
Yeah, basically. And like, you it's all this exposition, like, you learn about stuff. And
okay.
So.
What's the ending?
I'm not going to tell you that. You got to play it.
Keep it in your toes.
But I can tell you that it definitely sets itself up for a sequel, and I'm pretty sure, like, Sony's already greenlit it. And it's like, yo, go ahead. Because they need a couple more franchises to you know, come up against Microsoft, so
yeah, especially since they got Minecraft.
yeah. But yeah, so that's my talk for The Order. That's basically. I don't want to give too much away because I don't.
Yeah,
want
no,
to
I know. It's still pretty new, so
yeah.
You don't want to spoil it for anyone. We might wait like a month or two and then
do like a little spoiler cast or something.
Yeah, let me play all the way through.
Yeah,
and by the time I'm done, then like a year from now, then we can talk about it.
Yeah, gotcha. So yeah. It is $60, though, which is a complaint a lot of people had. Like, oh, it's, like, an 8-hour campaign. But I've gotten 2 playthroughs out of it, and I'm probably going to go through one more time to get all the collectibles, maybe get that platinum, but we'll see. So, like, if I were you, I would trade a couple games in and kind of knock the price down. Some games that you haven't played in forever or whatever.
You mean, when you say you mean viewers?
Yeah.
Because I can just walk into your room and get it. Yeah,
that's what I meant. I was talking to the listeners.
It's a lot easier when you got 2 gamers in a household.
Okay. So, next up that we have is Payday 2. is getting a Crime Wave Edition coming to Xbox One and PS4, which is basically all the DLC, all that extra stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like an Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, I saw something the other day about it. I want to say on IGN? No.
Probably.
It might have been IGN. I don't remember. I was just kind of browsing some websites. But that was one thing. I kind of noticed it, but I just pushed it out of my mind. I didn't really think about it because...
Right, yeah.
That was one of those games that was... It was amazing. It was a great game.
So much fun.
But it... to me, was almost like, I want to say a little too repetitive. And it got to the point where when another game came out, like a larger name game came out, then I was like, all right, well, let me go do this for a little while because this is what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. I'd love to revisit it on the PS4,
though. Oh, I would. Yeah, cool. I would play it for sure. I mean, it's a great game, and it's just one of those, it's one of those ones kind of like Evolve or...
It's very like scenario driven.
It's one of those games where you really have to have your teammates.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you don't have good teammates, if you got, you know, a little kid playing that has never played before or something like that, or if it's just an adult that's stupid and they don't know how to play their role,
yeah,
you can really get in a bind really quick.
But like, what I liked so much about Payday was that like I watched all these heist movies as, like, a high school kid, like, and I was obsessed with heist movies, like Ocean's 11 and Reservoir Dogs and stuff like that.
What's your favorite heist movie?
My favorite heist movie?
Give me your favorite 5 heist movies.
Oh, off the top of my
head. We don't have to go into detail, just tell me what they are.
Reservoir Dogs, because it's not about the heist, it's about, like, what the heck do you do after you grab all the stuff.
Okay.
I like that a lot. I love Ocean's 11 just because it's so clean. It's crisp. Like,
true.
It's
true.
Very...
They go into a lot of detail in that movie.
Oh, yeah. And, like, the cast is amazing in that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Star-studded for sure. Yeah.
Shoot.
How about The Italian Job? Do you like that one?
It's a good one.
That was a pretty good
one. Yeah, that's a fun one. And then The Town. Yes.
Town was
The Town
good.
Is amazing. Like, one of the...
A little bit of a love story mixed in there.
Yeah, but I like the whole, like, the... what do you call it? Like the atmosphere of like that small Boston town that's harboring criminals, basically. Like I like that whole world, I guess.
I got you.
Other heist movies.
That's 4.
Yeah, that's 4?
Yeah, that's 4.
So I need one more. Give me a second.
That's one of those genres where it's really hard to think of.
Well, like, because, like, what's that one movie? Like, Law Abiding Citizen could technically be a heist movie, but he doesn't steal anything. But it's like this master plan that he goes through.
I feel like that's more of like an escape plan or revenge movie.
Which is kind of like the same idea. But
that is a really good movie.
It's a good movie, but it's not in my top. That's not my top 5. But I can't think of the 5th one, to be honest with you. So.
All right, well, that's okay.
There's 4.
That's all right.
4 really good movies.
You're fired, so.
Okay. But yeah, anyways, back to Payday 2. It'll be up to 1080p resolution, better frame rate. And a brand new character who's called the Dentist. And a load of DLC. So. Oh, and this is cool too. Like, the ability to pre-plan a heist in-game. So I guess, like, in the loading screen, you can actually communicate, look at the map or something. That's interesting. That's something that'd be very helpful.
Yeah.
Like, to coordinate with teammates who
don't know what they're doing. That's definitely one of those things because I feel like when we played it, one of the biggest problems we had is whenever we started, everybody was just standing there and you're like, all right, here's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah. You just had to like huddle in the alleyway. And
if you got one guy that's just a little too antsy and he's like, no, I'm just going to go look in the window, then all right, dude, you really screwed us over.
Yeah. But so I'm looking forward to that. It looks. I've been wanting to revisit that game for a while, but not really wanted to dust off the PS3 just yet, so I'm kind of glad to get the PS4. Also, Connor's borrowing my PS3 right now, so.
Shout out to Connor.
All right, next up, Yetis. are coming to Far Cry 4 via DLC.
Oh my god.
See, now you see the ridiculous scale.
I see how it's starting to build a little bit. Can we take a step back for just a minute? I know we just got onto a thing.
What's up?
Speaking of heists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
GTA.
Good catch.
GTA is about to come out with the heist on March 10th.
Yeah.
So, if you're a GTA fan, you need to get on that. Because apparently, from the last time we checked it out, the heist systems are going to be based off of, to be able to do a heist, you need a house with a planning room.
Yep.
And you also need a benefactor, apparently.
No, whoever has the house is the benefactor.
Oh, okay.
They put up all the money, basically. Okay.
So, if you're going to be the benefactor, then you need to have a lot of money, because you are the guy who pays for everything right off the get-go.
You get a lot in return.
Yeah, you get a lot more back, right?
Mm-hmm. Because you invested all of it or whatever. I can't wait. That's going
to
be a lot of fun.
You need to start planning. If you're going to, you don't have a lot of time. So if you're going to be that guy, if you're going to start working on that, you need to get to it and start saving up some money, because everybody knows it's kind of hard to get money in GTA.
Yeah.
It's extremely easy to blow it.
Yeah, exactly.
Really hard to get it.
We each blew over $300,000 on a smart car.
Yeah.
In game. Yesterday.
Do not regret that at all.
Not at all.
It was
fantastic.
Amazing
car. but yeah, I can't, the GTA heists, there's four heists, but each one has 20 missions, so 20 setups, and then you finally get to it.
Jesus, man. No, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to
sounds
it.
Sounds really cool.
Wait, so do you have to do all 20 missions, or is it just you have to pick 10?
No, I'm pretty sure, because you have a team of four, so two people will go do 10 of them, and then two other people will do 10 more, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Some of them require three people, some of them require one person, some of them require two people.
Well, what I mean is, is it one of those things where, because in the storyline, you could choose your path. You could do it loud, or you could do it silent. Is it like that?
I'm pretty sure the benefactor is in charge of all that stuff, so.
So, if I'm the benefactor, and I decide, hey, I want to run stealth version of this entire heist.
Then, you would pick the weapons and the outfits and stuff like that.
Would it still give us the same 20 missions?
Probably.
Or would it just give us 10?
I'm not sure. It depends. I have no clue. But all I know is that, you get to, choose how you want to do it.
Okay.
So, that's all I know.
We'll have to see when it comes out.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm pumped for that.
This is almost, 2 years later?
A year and a half.
They finally got?
About a year and a half.
October
which
will
if
be two
it, if
years.
It's, if it's perfected, then,
yeah,
I'm down for that.
And Rockstar really had a lot on their hands to deal with.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Since the release of the game, for
and
sure.
Upping it to PS4, and they're working on the PC version, too.
And all the hacking that was going on.
Oh,
people
yeah.
were messing
yeah.
with stuff.
That sucks.
They had a lot. They really did have a lot on their hands with this one.
You got $4 billion once. That was cool.
Yeah. I didn't do. I was not a hacker. I was the receiver of a very generous hacker.
He was like Jesus.
Me and my
$4 billion.
Yeah, me and a guy were me and my friend were running around, Kevin, and we were just running around doing things, and all of a sudden Kevin got $1 billion bounty on his head, and I was like, how the heck did that? I was like, Kevin, get over here. So I shot him. And then once I got that, then I got one on mine, and Kevin was like, hey, let me shoot. So he shot me. And then right after that happened, we just inherited we started just getting $1 billion at a time.
That's hilarious.
From a guy. He just gave it to us. And he sent us a message on our phone and was like, hey, here's money. I was like, well, thanks, dude. What do you want for it?
The money.
He was like, no, it's free, man. Just take it. And I was like, are you sure? What's the catch?
That's hilarious.
But
yeah.
I just recently restarted on my Xbox, though.
Ooh, that's rough.
So, yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, I kind of cheated, though.
Oh.
I bought some money.
Oh.
Just to give me kind of a set. Just a setup. I didn't go through and get a lot. I just got a house and a car, and I got a house, a car, and a motorcycle, and that was it.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. So back to
Far Cry.
Far
My
Cry.
Bad.
Yetis are coming to Far Cry 4 with DLC. And here's a screenshot if you want to peek over here and look at it. It's getting kind of Far Cry is, one of those, it's hyper-realistic, it's kind of realistic, but you can do crazy things or whatever. And this is, to me, this is out of hand. Unless if it's, hey, go hunt this Yeti. I don't even know what it's about. Does it put Yetis all over the map, or is there just one?
I have a feeling they're just going to be in the snow.
Probably. It says Valley of the Yetis is playable solo or in multiplayer with the DLC Far Cry DLC pass.
Or maybe that they're like all in that one area, maybe. And they don't leave, except for there's one that lives in the woods, and that's Bigfoot.
That'd be funny.
It'd be like because you know how in like Far Cry, they have those like the mythical one like creatures,
yeah, yeah.
Like the ones that are like really big, and yeah. You have to kill them, and you get like the highest level of upgrade or
like
whatever.
That terrifying honey badger.
Yeah, maybe it's like one of those. Like Bigfoot's gonna be one of those.
That'd be kind of cool. Like that'd be cool, but if like I don't know, I don't know about this.
Yeah, honey badgers. Just for those who don't know about Far Cry, honey badgers are the worst enemy in Far Cry. Hands down, no question.
Yeah, like, they're pretty terrible.
Tigers, oh, I got it. Rhinos, oh, I can handle this. Honey badgers,
you can't even
run.
See them.
Just run. Like, just get out of there.
Half the time, you don't even know where they're at, and they just come up and nip you on
yeah,
the leg.
Yeah, and there's like, you there. If you see one, there's a good chance there's like two more on yeah. your sides. Like, you got to watch out, man. I just try to steer around the honey badger yeah. territory in general.
Terrible, terrible little creatures. So now we're up to the most ridiculous.
Okay.
All right. Dying Light is coming out in the UK in a couple weeks. I can't remember what's the date.
Wow, why is it taking so long for them
it's
to
just
get it?
Like, it just depends on the region, really. I don't know why. But the special edition is $386,000 American dollars. All right, you ready for this? We're going to dive into the details.
Does it come with a house?
Yes. A custom-built zombie-proof shelter provided by Turtle Lock. Or Tiger Log Cabins.
It comes with a real house?
Comes with a house. A zombie-proofed house.
A livable house.
Yeah. It also comes with zombie parkour lessons. You get your face in the game.
The game's already out.
I don't know.
How do you pull that off?
You get a human-sized volatile figure to detour human raiders. You get 4 signed steel Xbox One copies of Dying Light. You get 2... Tiamat headphones, branded night vision goggles, and a round trip to Techland to party with Steve the zombie consultant and the developers of the game.
No, thank you.
So obviously it's just like a marketing thing. Like, look how ridiculous it is. Also, we have a video game. Like, that's kind of how I see this. But if somebody actually buy this, they're going to have to like actually, you know, pull through on their promises.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So hopefully in a couple weeks we'll find somebody who buys it.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
That's just...
Like, it's almost like making fun of how ridiculous special editions are anyway.
I have to say, that is awesome. That's badass. It is. But that is just so ridiculous. Like, that's so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some rich kid's gonna buy that.
Or make his dad buy it or something.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, a kid's not going to buy it.
Really funny, I thought. That was pretty hilarious.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, our topic.
Man, you want to go in together and buy that?
No.
No?
No.
Dude, we'd have a house.
Yeah, we have an apartment right now, though.
Yeah, but a house is better.
Yeah, but do you have 250,000 pounds?
And we can live in, where is it, London?
I don't want to live there. I like America.
That is true.
So, our off-topic of the week, all right, is
okay.
If you had a special edition, first, name the game. Second,
we're going to build our own special edition?
Name the ridiculous prize package that comes with the special edition.
Oh, crap. Here we go.
I'll give you some time to think.
Actually, I could tell you one right now that I would do.
Okay.
That I've always thought would be really cool, because I'd probably never buy it, but I thought it would be really awesome. I think that if they decided that they would release a special edition of Halo that comes with a full suit of armor, like a full Master Chief body
That'd be cool.
suit. The only problem with it is that you'd have to make it based on like a stretchy suit.
So that anybody
like the,
could fit
like,
in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like the undersuit, and then attach the plates to the suit.
All right. What else would you add to it? That's not crazy enough.
That's pretty expensive.
Nope, not crazy enough. It's not house crazy.
Well, I'm not British, so I would do that, and I think another thing would be pretty cool is if they added in like for the sake of going crazy, like a full working warthog, like the one from the movie.
That'd be incredible.
Put that in there, which, by the way, is like the most custom job of anything you've probably ever seen in your life.
It could only go forward and backward, though. They couldn't really turn it.
Yeah, you could turn it. The problem was is that they were using it for to film.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody could drive it except for the guy that made it.
Right, yeah.
So, like, the guy that made it, he could put that thing into high gear, and he could you just drive it like a regular car.
Because it's a complicated machine.
Well, that one is. See, my thing is let me go off on a tangent real quick. See, I work with a machine that is the drive system is based on that exact. It's exact.
The rear and front axle turns when you turn.
Yes, and it's four wheel. Turning and four-wheel drive.
Nice.
And we already have the technology for that. It's just nobody wants to put that into a thing. Anyway, so it can be made. I know that it can. But
it's just that not everybody's used to driving something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. But anyway, so... but yeah, I would probably do the suit, the car, and then I think one thing that would be really cool is if you want to go for like a house, is to basically build like the Pillar of Autumn and put it... Like, there it is, but have it like a crash filler, so it's like
okay.
So it's like standing, you know.
Is it like a little statue, or like what?
A house.
Base it off of the
interior design and like the whole ship. Just base it off of that.
Yep, that's an insane special edition. That's pretty crazy.
But that's something that I've always wanted. Not the car and all that stuff. Although I would drive Warthog.
Mm.
I just always thought it would be really cool if they sold a full suit of armor with the game for, like, a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, that'd be kind of crazy. So, I got a couple. First one is an Uncharted Special Edition. All right?
Yep.
So, I'm going to get the boring stuff first. They send you to ancient ruins to do some archaeological work.
I'm going to put you to work for...
Hear me out. And then they, on the flight back, they blow up your plane. This sounds like terrorism, but it's not. It's all in the sake of entertainment. They blow up your plane, just like in Uncharted 3, okay? And you have to fight your way out and get a parachute and skydive. Obviously, you would have to do skydiving lessons.
All right, here
beforehand.
We go. Let me just sum up what you just said. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Slavery. assassination attempt, and then the world's greatest hunt, or what is it? Where you hunt a human being, basically? Yeah,
oh,
that's
gosh.
Basically what you just threw out there for me. I'm not paying for that.
I would pay
to watch that happen to someone else.
Yeah. so like
sounds like a game show.
All right, so let me dial it back. You would get skydiving lessons. They would do like simulated action movies, like you'd get to be a stunt.
That would be fun.
A stuntman
in
some like jungle area. That'd be kind of cool, right? Throw yourself, whip a kid through a window, you know. You know,
you got jet ski
chases.
You got a f-ing tarp set up out there? No, just throw him out the window.
Oh man!
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, like all that stuff. I think that'd be kind of cool. Or...
No, put the word on there. Put the word on there so you know what it was.
Writing down the curse words.
You put dots?
Yeah.
You can't even spell it, right?
I censored myself.
Okay.
Let's see.
Gosh.
Other special editions. Ridiculous special editions. The Order.
Wait, so that's it? That's all you get with that one?
That's quite a bit. Be a stuntman and... Go on an archaeological trip?
Nah, man. You gotta have, like, be a character in the next game, and you get to dress up in the dot suit.
Okay, you get to be henchman number 3 in the next game, which means
that.
You're the third bad guy that shows up.
You can be a camera guy.
And it cost $480,000.
Jesus, no.
You also get your own special Uncharted plane. You get a plane, and you get a plane.
That would be good. Everyone look under your seats. You all get a plane.
So,
let's just buy the plane.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, another one. The Order. This one's only one weapon or one item.
Damn it. I hate myself.
Gosh. Okay.
Podcast over.
So, The Order, all right. special edition comes with Tesla's lightning gun. Now, in this game, when you shoot this gun at people, it, like, fries their limbs off. So, it's obviously, you wouldn't want it in the hands of anybody under the age of 90.
You're all about death or something, aren't you? Trying to hurt people.
No, I'm making ridiculous special editions.
Okay, I get it.
So, the lightning gun. A working lightning gun. That would be the thing in the order. And it's $18,000.
$18,000? If you had a working lightning gun, that alone would be worth a crap ton of money.
Yeah.
More than $18,000.
Okay, $160,000.
A working lightning gun.
It's as much as a used car. Come on.
Like, you just put a Tesla coil in your hands and are now killing people with it. Like,
okay, fine. How about $160,000?
I'd be like, I'd probably say like $1 million, or if not more.
Mm. A million?
Dude.
Jeez.
The technology that you would have to have.
More than all the other stuff that we have?
Dude, the technology you would have to put that in your hands?
$1 million for a lightning gun. That's bogus. I'm not buying that.
Oh, gosh, dude.
Maybe for 18 grand, but not a million. No. No way.
You gotta think about, like, how much it would cost to, like, put into, like, just inventing that. How, like, all the testing
patents would be a real bitch.
All the testing you'd have to have done for that. There's so much crap you'd have to do just to make that, like, an item, let alone have to buy that item.
Yeah. That's really funny. Okay, fine.
$18,000. Shit, where's my credit card?
It costs as much as a Miata.
You can rule your own state for $18,000. All you need is this gun.
Oh, man.
Holy crap, dude.
Dictator calling himself Nikolai Tesla has just taken over the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Lightning gun.
That's what happened.
All right, so you got any other ridiculous special editions?
That's all you need is some redneck to get his hands on one of those. Oh, God.
Dad, I shot the deer, but it's gone.
I shot it and cooked it in one foul swoop.
Oh, man. Special editions, what you got?
I don't know if I can top that one. That one's pretty good.
You gotta think of something.
Crap, man. I don't know. That one's pretty big. You could do, let's say, like, Far Cry.
Yeah.
Far Cry 4.
Okay.
All right. And what they do is they take a...
Go ahead.
They take a chunk of land up in the, like, Himalayas or something, and they basically recreate the whole map of Kirat, right? And they're like, all right, so for one whole year, you get to be the, like, leader of this whole area, right? They're like, here's this. There's all these little shacks up in the mountains. We're going to give you a purple suit, and you get to be the leader of this place.
Gosh.
And it comes with a game. And an Xbox.
I think I'm going to top you off better.
Okay. You're going to make it. You're
so
gonna
Far Cry 4 Special Edition.
One up it.
It's called the Far Cry 5 Prototype Program. All right. So, basically, they're testing out new scenarios for the next game. So, what they do, obviously,
take five kids, drop them into random places all over the world.
Here's what you do. You take one or two Special Edition buyers. You fly them over the Pacific. All right. Listen. And you drop them in North Korea.
Okay.
And you're like, if you survive, you're the next protagonist. And
we'll give you all of your money back.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that haunted house where you get all your money at the top floor. Jesus. It's basically that same thing. So, like, they basically get sent into a really hostile zone against America. And
with a butter knife.
Yeah.
And like a compound bow.
No, no weapons. You have to get your own weapons. Like, they teach you how to craft a bow and stuff when you get there. But
it sounds like the Hunger Games, dude. Far Cry 5, the Hunger Games edition.
Kim Jong-un is just like running around. Oh, man. So, yeah. Far Cry 5 prototype program. Make it happen, Ubisoft.
It'd be all right. Be all right. I could do that. I think, honestly, If you, like, one thing that would be really cool is if you did something like GTA, like maybe for the next GTA game, if they just basically all of the people who bought, like, I'd say they did 100 super really cool special edition things or whatever. And they give you the game, both consoles that come with it. All right. So you're basically buying like they're downloaded on there. They're custom consoles. They have details and logos and crap on them, whatever. And then one of the things that you get with it is that out of the 100 people, what they do is they take those 100 people and those become the faces that are in the game.
Okay.
Like they body map you and you become like one of the pedestrians.
That'd be kind of fun.
So you could like kill yourself, like run yourself over in
whoa,
the game.
Whoa, yeah. That's probably what would happen.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, you get the game, you get the consoles, you get to become a character. Not like a big character, but like that's the point of having the...
I think it would be cool if they threw you in as like a side, like a supporting character.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like because they could sell more this way.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they would basically take the 100 people and say, look, we're gonna make you guys like the civilians. Like this is what you... Okay.
And then they throw them into the Los Angeles River. They fight it out. The five left get to be supporting characters.
What's up with you and making these people fight each other?
It's just a ridiculous, you know, special
dude. Yeah, like, no, but this is realistic right here.
Yeah,
like,
I
they
get
could
you.
Really.
I get you.
But they get, they let them be.
You're bringing us back.
Let them be mapped. Let them be mapped and become part of the game. And then another thing they could do is basically like, all of the, like, you basically get to help create, like,
yeah.
You get to sit down with the creators and say, like we should do this car.
100 people?
We should help. Dude, there's a lot of stuff that can be helped with that stuff.
Hmm. I would say maybe 30.
You could set them down and give them areas of the map and say, look, we want you to, this is a residential area. This is a... you know, Redneck Haven, all this stuff.
So they're basically design, like QA testers?
Yeah, design the houses, design the... Not like sit down. They're not going to teach them how to like build the houses. They're just going to say like, what kind of house do you want? Okay, 2-story house. All right, what color couches do you want? Like what is this?
I think it'd be cool like...
like input. You get to do a little bit of input to it.
I'd say like they get to be in the game and then they also get to be like a QA tester. On one of the builds that's closest to launch or whatever,
yeah,
we get to like give some final input before the game comes out, basically, something like that.
Yeah,
I think that'd be easier instead of like having 100 people saying you should put this house in there.
Well, yeah, you'd have to break it up, but
yeah,
like let them design a house on their own. You know, everybody's going to want to build a mansion, but a lot of people who make stuff, if they buy the super special edition of it, usually that's either a really rich kid that just wants all the cool stuff with it.
Or a really hardcore fan.
Yeah, a really hardcore fan. And the people who are hardcore fans are going to go in and go, okay, well, I didn't get a mansion in the rich part of the city.
Mm.
I got a little shanty house out on the you know, bayside.
Yeah.
Let's build it the way it would be if it was really there. Mm. And then you might have, like, some guy who's a billionaire that came out and just built a really big house in the middle of all these shanty towns. Like, you never know. Like, but you give it like cause.
That'd be interesting. I know that some special editions had you in the game, not like Dying Light, but like they had you like actually in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But
wasn't there a game a while back that would basically take a picture of your face with the camera?
NBA
and
Live.
Put it on there.
There's some real like Steven Larson.
That's weird.
Who actually just quit Machinima also?
Yeah.
They did a face scan on the Kinect to put their face on the character, and it was just like a crater. Like, you couldn't see any eyes, you could just see the mouth and the beard, and the rest is just like a mesh. It was hilarious. Really funny.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is really creepy, but he was an all-star. They, like, played through a whole season with him, and, like, they did, like, all the interviews. it was really funny.
That's good.
But, yeah. It's crazy special editions. And that's our off-topic of the week.
I feel like we're not good at coming up with those things.
That's probably why we don't have those as jobs.
I could. I mean, if that was my job and I had more time, I could do that. But not in a 15-minute podcast discussion.
Yeah, not at all. That was fun. Also, that was our new segment called Off-Topic of the Week.
Oh, yeah, Off-Topic of the Week. I forgot about that.
That's just what, like... I mean, we tend to go off-topic anyways. So we're like, hey, let's make a segment for it.
We kind of ramble a little bit.
Yeah. So... it's replacing topic of the week because our topics of the week are the stuff we go through beforehand.
Yeah. So. The hit list.
Whoa. R.I.P. hit list.
We're done with that?
I didn't say hit list beforehand.
Oh, man.
Remember we changed it up a little bit?
I forgot about
that. On episode 19?
I forgot about that.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh. No, I don't know if we can announce this yet. About our possible event that we're going to. Actually, like, I really want to go, but we just haven't confirmed it yet.
What, RTX?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can talk. We can say we want to go.
Yeah. We really want to go to
we
RTX.
We really want to go to RTX, but, you know, that just depends on if we can get tickets and how the timing is on it.
And we hope to do the podcast down there, too. Like,
yeah, that would be cool.
I'm trying.
Now that we have good mics.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm so pumped. But, like, I feel so much more professional having free range of movement with my hands. Instead of having to hold a crappy Rock Band microphone.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm honestly, like, I'm not even really realizing it because I've just been sitting here.
But, like, we're not going to get any of the, like, rattling.
I like how you had to do it instead of just saying what it was.
So that they realize, oh, we're not hearing any of that anymore. Oh, this is really cool. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
Now all we need is like a guy in a sound booth somewhere, like giving us the go ahead and like, running computers and whatnot.
I don't want to pay.
Well, it depends on who it is.
I guess we could.
We could let the dog do it. We could let him manage.
Like throwing dials and.
This is what you do. What you do is you take your computer and you put it on there. In my bedroom, and then you just let Amanda watch TV while she watches the computer.
Mm.
There you go.
But I mean, I like having. We don't even have salaries yet. Let's not hire anybody just yet.
She would like fall asleep and like cut the recording like an hour late. Like it's the best recording we've ever done. And like an hour later, it's not
like
there.
Our best drunk cast or something, and it's just gone forever.
Crap.
I just found another story that we need to talk about. The Batman Arkham Knight. Has received an M rating. And this is important because all Batman properties up to this point have been PG-13 or below. Like, none of them, like, we haven't ever had a rated R Batman.
Okay.
We've never had anything above PG-13. Even Nolan's Batman movies were all PG-13.
True.
So, I can't remember. Did you play Arkham City? Like,
I haven't played any of them.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, I played, Arkham City, that's the one where, like, you're inside the facility or whatever. Like, they've sectioned it off, and they're all
big,
running.
Like, it's a huge part of the city, basically.
Yeah, but they've like, sectioned it off.
Yeah.
And you go in as Bruce Wayne, and then they get the care package or whatever.
Such a great opening.
I did that all the way up to the point where I had to learn how to fly, and then I stopped because I couldn't do it.
Okay. Well.
I'm not good at the Batman games. I'm horrible.
The Arkham series is one of my favorite series so far. Like, in games in general. Like, I just love being Batman. But it makes me interested, like, what... Because this is Rocksteady's last Batman game. This is their finale.
Yeah, this is their last one.
And so it makes me wonder what's going to happen if it's rated M. A lot of people are saying, oh, Batman's going to die, or, like, somebody's going to get brutally murdered.
I think he's going to go crazy and kill everybody.
Mm.
He's going to be like, all right, I'm done helping. Everyone dead.
I'm done of keeping all these terrible villains alive. I'm just going to kill them all.
Yeah. No, I mean, even the citizens. I think he's just going to kill everybody.
But I just thought that was really interesting. Like, Batman has never had a mature title, and this is its first mature title.
What was it? I saw a thing. There was a guy on Vine that said it was him and his brother, Mr. Legendarius. Okay? He's a funny guy. And his Vine goes, him and his brother sitting on the couch, and you can hear Batman playing in the background, The Dark Knight. And I think it's the one with Joker in it.
Yeah, The Dark Knight.
Yeah. So he goes, I'm telling you, Batman does not kill anybody. And he says, yes, he does. And then it shows the scene from The Dark Knight where he drives the Batmobile up underneath an 18-wheeler in the tunnel, and it just crushes it into the ceiling. And then it goes back to him, and the guy who said he doesn't kill anybody is just got, like, wide-eyed and his jaw's dropped. He's like, see? Told you.
Yeah. Like, some of those movies, like, he definitely kills some people at that point.
Yeah, he kills the crap out of some people.
Yeah, like, really bad.
Yeah, really bad.
Even in the games that happens, too, like, okay, you just threw a guy off a three-story building.
Nah, he'll be all right.
He's probably dead. And it's at 2 in the morning where nobody else is around. Like, he's probably dead. But he's just like, well, Batman. It reminds me of that College Humor skit.
Yeah.
It's just like,
he's sleeping.
He's sleeping. It's just like, it's hilarious. It's true. Like, he's got a batarang in his face, and he's like, oh, no, he's all tuckered out. It's just like, it's freaking hilarious. Like, it's really hard to portray a superhero that doesn't actually kill people.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to be kind of violent, but not too violent, because you might kill somebody.
You can beat them into a coma, but as long as they don't die, it's okay.
He's like calling the doctor's office every day. He's like, is it your life? Oh, thank God.
Yeah. That's it. That's basically how Batman works. Yeah. See, that's why I'm like, I would rather be a superhero that doesn't want to kill anybody, but will do it if I have to.
Like Green Arrow or...
Yeah, like...
Like, I know, you know, Superman's killed a few people in his days.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like it. I wouldn't like killing people.
Yeah.
You know, like, but if it happened on
accident... That's the definition of a supervillain.
If it happened on accident, it's like, he was a pretty bad guy.
It was like speaking of gamers, in Grandma's Boy,
oh my
whenever
gosh.
He gives her the controller to play, and he's like, oh, that's a bad guy, just kill him. And she says, oh, well, killing's bad. She's like, I don't like violence, but drugs are bad. So she kills him. It's a drug dealer, just kill him, Grandma.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, man. Freaking Grandma's Boy. Such a great movie.
Good gamer movie.
Good gamer movie.
Good gamer movie.
But yeah. So Batman, you know, comes out in less than 100 days, which I'm super excited for.
Yeah.
Something else is coming out pretty soon, too. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it The Division?
No.
Then I don't care.
No release date yet. No release date for the... Here's my problem with 2015 so far, which we'll probably get all these answers at E3 this year, but...
True.
So far, there's no release date for The Division. There's no release date for Rainbow Six Siege. There's no release date for No Man's Sky. That's the one I'm most bummed about. I really want that game to come out this year.
Yeah.
Like, I really want that game now.
I really would like that game, but that's one of those things where I feel like they're not a big game developer, and they need to take their time.
Yeah, exactly. But, like...
Because that's one of those things where, as cool as it may seem right now, if it comes out and it's a flop, that's a really big blow to a new company. True.
Well, they're not really new, but this is their first, like, big game.
Well, that's what I mean.
Like they made Joe Danger and stuff like that.
They're starting to get into the big leagues now,
yeah.
And they need to fine tune their stuff.
Which I think the lead director, Sean Murray, I'm pretty sure he knows that.
The guy with the accent.
Yeah. Well, they're all British.
So. That dude's accent, like, I'll never forget that guy's accent.
Yeah. Like, I could listen to that guy talk all day.
Yeah.
Like, he could be like a narrator.
But, it sounds cool.
And like. But they're over at the guys at Hello Games are really smart. Like, I don't think they're gonna rush it at all. But so, like, I feel confident that when they do announce a release date, that means that they know it's gonna be ready. Like,
yeah,
they're not gonna pull a Ubisoft and have a 3 gig day one patch that you have to download beforehand. Like, it's not gonna be one of those situations at all. But I'm really excited for No Man's Sky, obviously. We haven't talked about No Man's Sky for a couple episodes, so I felt like I should throw that in there.
Yeah, it's mainly just because there's nothing new, really, about it. That's the biggest problem about doing a podcast on gaming, is that not really enough information.
Well,
sometimes.
From January until about February, March, like about March or April, there's like a dead zone.
Yeah, there's like nothing there.
There's
so
just a couple games coming out that we
can just
talk about.
Yeah, it's hard to like really dish out content for it because there's just not a lot to talk about.
Right, yeah.
Everything that that can be talked about has been talked about.
But, you know, we're getting closer and closer to spring.
Yeah.
Which means more conventions and all that stuff.
Cosplay. Ooh, yeah.
Gosh. So, like...
Oh, yeah.
But I'm really interested for all these 2015 games at E3, how many release dates we're going to get from all these ones that are confirmed for this year but don't have a release date yet.
Oh.
So...
Sorry.
Excuse you.
My drugs are making me sleepy.
Obviously. But, so yeah.
They're medical for my vomiting.
Which, I'm gonna throw this out.
I'm not on pot right now.
Obviously not.
Right now.
Last episode we talked about, last week we talked about how we're a drug-free zone.
Yeah, we are a drug-free company.
But,
for now.
Until we get that Skrilla and then we're just making money all over the place.
Then we're good.
But, what was I gonna say? Oh. For when E3 happens, hopefully I have a day job by then to where I'm off in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, if possible, to, like we watch the press conferences.
Yeah.
And then, like, afterwards, like, all we watch all three press conferences, and then afterwards we do, like, a reaction podcast. Like, or, like, we just go through all the announcements, and then we, like, talk, because we're probably going to lose our minds, because to us, E3 is a huge spectacle. Like, to all the journalists, it's not, because they do it every year, whatever, but it's for, it's exciting for us to watch
like,
it at home.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. But, so I want to do, like, basically, after the conferences, which Bethesda is having their own press conference, which means another Fallout is probably going to be announced.
Maybe.
Probably. If it's because they've never had their own press conference before, so that means they got a bunch of stuff to go through, which very likely means Fallout's going
to
be there.
I really would like for them to release another
Elder Scrolls
game.
But they,
and not because I need another Elder Scrolls game. It's because I need something for my new consoles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like Fallout
re-release Skyrim before, if you need to. I don't care. I want one of those. That's one of my games where, like, if I am being a introvert and I want to play by myself, that's my go-to game. Mm. But I can't because I don't have my old consoles right now.
I would still prefer Fallout before another Elder Scrolls game.
That's fine.
Because it's been a while.
If you're talking about new games, then yeah, I would like a Fallout game. Yeah. But I just would like another Elder Scrolls game so that I have something to pass my time.
Yeah, I got you. But
plus, I never beat that.
Skyrim?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I never beat it either. I just played the crap out of it. I think I clocked over 100 hours.
I probably did, too. I just...
Easily over 100 hours.
I just don't ever do anything on there. Mm-hmm. I just have fun being me. I do my own thing.
That's what I like about those games.
Yeah.
About Bethesda games is that you can literally just do whatever. Like, when you get out of the vault in Fallout 3, it doesn't tell you what to do. You can just do whatever.
What'd you do the first time when you got out of the vault?
First time, I, like, that big supermarket that you can come across, like, it's like, a little bit south of when you come out of the vault.
So you didn't go straight, you turned around?
Yeah, sort of. Like, I kind of, like, so, like, or I think it might have been south or west, I can't remember. But there's a supermarket, and I was like, oh, cool, let me go scavenge in there, you know, be my...
Yeah,
my survival instincts kicked in. Like, they're I go in there. There's bandits everywhere, and like,
oh, and I know, like, what you're talking
about.
Way
above my level,
where they're like running around on top of the. They've got like boards laid out across the top. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I went there and I died in that firefight because all I had was that stupid pellet gun. And so, like,
had your BB gun with you?
Oh gosh, it was bad. And so I died, and then I respawned at the vault. I was like, I don't know what to do. So I just kind of like took off straight, and you know, like, Megaton, the first, like, big hub that you can find, like, it's not straight. It's, like, kind of off this direction.
Yeah.
And so, like, I totally missed that, and I wandered into downtown D.C. at some point. And it was just like, and then Super Mutants and stuff like that.
I hit
That's what I like about those games is, like, it's like you literally experience something when you start it.
I hit Megaton straight off. Like, that was the first thing I did. And I think I actually played all the way through the Megaton.
Yeah.
Little, like, story where you have to go talk to the really rich guy all that stuff. I did that, and then I did this before, like, I heard of doing it.
Killed the guy?
Well, I was like, I did everything he wanted me to do. I took, like, the, you know, the sellout route, and then after I was good and friends with him and there was nothing else for me to do, I followed him out onto his balcony, killed his ass, took his clothes, and threw him off the balcony.
Yep. It's good stuff.
Because he had nice clothes.
He had that Hefner robe.
It was like a suit, yeah. It was nice. I was all up in that.
Yeah, good game, that Fallout 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I want, is like, we haven't really had a game that's like, here's a world, explore it. Like, most of them have kind of held your hand, like, hey, do this mission next, and you can do these little outposts and blah, blah, blah.
Well, like,
I want, like, a Fallout where, like, it doesn't tell you anything.
Like, as far as, like, a first-person view, yeah. I mean, I kind of felt that way with GTA when it first came out.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know.
And, like, I kind of get that feel from Far Cry. Mm-hmm. But the problem with Far Cry is that you can't actually explore all of it.
Yeah.
You get to a certain point and they're like, you know,
whoa, turn back.
Yeah, they're like, turn around and go back or you're going to die. And now the first time I did that, I was like, all right, going to die. What are they going to do? I started walking into I was like, whatever, they're just guys, you know, yeah. I can run past them. It was like it just killed me. Like, it just, it's like you get sniped or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you, a, like, how did I die? It's just like, dead.
Yeah. So. But what I like about the Elder Scrolls games and Fallout is that the HUD and, like, your mission markers, they're not as intrusive as, like,
yeah,
GTA.
That's
like,
nice.
You can mark them if you want them up there, but you don't have to have it.
Yeah, you can turn it all on and off.
And so you don't really feel the need, like, oh, I have to go here right now. Like, you can, it's a little bit slower paced. You can, you know, kind of go as you please. And that's what I like about the Elder Scrolls is how it tries not to make you do anything. You know, like, GTA, it's like, hey, there's these missions, and then there's also, like, they have the markers all over the map. Same with Far Cry. Like, you got all the, like, you got your map in the thing, and there's all these markers.
Yeah.
One big thing that I think separates those two types of games is that Elder Scrolls and Fallout don't have the map on the screen. Like, you have to pull it up.
Yeah.
And then physically look around and
you
see
know,
where you
want
to go.
One thing I always thought would be really cool, and this is kind of, I guess Minecraft did this and I thought was really cool, is I think it would be really cool that if you have to make your map or find your map before you can before you can ever have a map. Mm. And I get, like, especially for, like, Fallout or Skyrim, that would have been awesome for me. I would have loved that, because then it really feels like you're in it.
Yeah.
Another thing I don't like is...
What I liked about Skyrim's map, though, is that it was all cloud-covered except for the spots that you've
been. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
So it kind of... I think it would be really cool, especially for survivalist kind of stuff where you have to do it on your own,
mm-hmm.
is that I like the... I think it would be cool if they didn't give you a map and they didn't give you a compass.
Yeah.
You have the sun, and it rises and sets where it's supposed to. And that's your compass. If you know how to do that, that's your compass. Or you, like, have to figure out...
Star.
Yeah, you have to, like, figure out ways to figure out, like, where you're supposed to go. But one thing that you can always do is say, like, in Skyrim, you just imagine, like, in Skyrim, especially if you're a newcomer, like, that was kind of the thing of it, mm-hmm. was that you were a newcomer when you first got there.
Like, it was like a big, like... First Elder Scrolls game for a lot of people, so.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, like, your character.
Yeah.
They made it seem like whenever you got brought in, you were a newcomer to the land, like, you didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you were a Nord, like, it's, you know, it still is, like, that's what they wanted your character to be, is a newcomer.
Yeah.
So, like, if that happens, you won't know the area. And back then, think about how hard it would have been to mass produce maps of the land.
Yeah.
That would have been extremely hard to do. Like,
they would only have been, like, in certain buildings.
Yeah, they would have been, like, you know, the really rich people might have one, stuff like that. It would have been cool if they would have made it like that, to where you're, like, if you want a map or a compass, heaven forbid you get a compass, holy crap, then you have to actually obtain them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to buy a map, it's really expensive, because it's not easy to make that then, you know? So, like, that would be my thing is... That's how you get... Now, Fallout probably has a crap ton of maps, especially in D.C.
Yeah. There's, like, subway
there's
maps.
Probably a crap ton of maps everywhere. But I think that would have been cool. And another thing, especially for Skyrim, if they would have... Really, the only thing you ever had on your HUD was your magic, your...
stamina and health.
Your stamina, your health, and your little compass bar at the top. I think it would have been cool if they would have just not put any of that on there.
Mm.
You check your stamina, or your stamina is based on your breathing.
Oh, yeah.
So if your dude's breathing really hard, then you know you're starting to get tired. You're starting to run out of stamina. Okay, so, like, you're just
walking. Just, like, context clues.
Yeah, you're just walking, and if you start running, it'll slowly start, it'll be like.
Yeah.
And then it'll start getting bigger and bigger, weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So, no, that's not my weird breathing. And then your health could be one of those things where, like, when you get injured, like, wherever you're hurting, Far Cry, where, like when
Far
you're,
Cry 2.
When you're injured, you kind of, like, look at your injuries. Like, that would be cool to do,
mm-hmm.
To know that you need to heal yourself.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever tell me how much health I need. Just tell me how much damage I've taken.
Yeah.
And then when you get down to the point where you're, like, critical damage, like, you're about to die, then you can start doing, like, the red screen and all that mm-hmm. stuff to say, like, look, you're really close, dude.
Yeah, because that gets annoying, like, if you get shot, like, twice.
Yeah,
like,
it's everywhere.
It's just, like, the blood starts coming.
Yeah,
like,
it's
oh
everywhere.
Gosh. Like, get out of the screen, please.
And then your magic, that's really simple, because it's magic. You can, like, hold up your hand.
Yeah,
and, you know, if your flame is really big, then you have it. But if it's really like, if the, you know, you get like a blue fire in your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's big, you're good. If it's really small, you're starting to run out. You need to get more.
Yeah.
That like, sort of thing.
Like, I like what you're saying because a lot of games that have come out recently are super HUD heavy. And it's just, like sometimes
yeah, don't.
It's, like even Assassin's Creed had way too much HUD than was needed, I think.
Yeah.
And like, or did I say three? I meant Unity.
Unity, yeah.
But like, I want less HUD. I want it to feel more natural the way like I take in information, not just like reading something off of the screen. So like I like that. I like it when game like The Last of Us, like its HUD was super simplistic. Like you just switched weapons and it told you how much ammo you had and then it disappeared or whatever.
Yeah.
And so like you had to keep that mental note. So, like, oh, I only have, you know, three bullets left. And then like you would have to keep that knowledge
to yourself. You have to know like yeah. you would in a real situation.
And, like, it's just that kind of like they give you information really quickly and then they take it away.
Yeah.
So that you don't, it's not obscuring your gameplay or whatever.
Yeah. I like that.
I like that unobtrusive HUD type stuff.
You know, and if you're doing like a Twitch shooter or something like that, that's, like Call of Duty, yeah, you're going to need your HUD because a lot of times things are moving so fast you don't have time to like stop and look at stuff.
But like
and,
for immersive stuff. Like,
yeah, if you're trying to be into a game like Skyrim or The Last of Us, like it really is, it would be a lot nicer to have it as more of a cinematic kind of thing.
Yeah, and I was like in Skyrim, I always found it off-putting whenever that green bar would come up and it would just drain and like, okay, like that's kind of like annoying, like just showing that you're out of stamina or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I get why it's there, but like couldn't you find a better way to do that? But, you know, to each his own.
Yeah. Not saying it was a bad game. It was a great game.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I like this game design talk. Like, we're getting to the minutia of game design and UI.
The minutia of the plan.
The minutia, man. It's just... But, yeah.
It's barely a concept. Sorry, I'm a Guardians of the Galaxy fan.
Obviously. All right. So, I think that pretty much sums up the podcast today.
Okay. All
right.
That's good, because it would really be bad if Amanda came in and the dog started going crazy.
Yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't come back
yet. I text her. I was like, text me before you come into this house.
Nice. All right, so this has been the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 22, with our luxurious new mics.
They are nice. The blue blinking thing is killing me,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it is annoying, but we'll put stickers over this.
I'm like kind of looking above it, but I can still see it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right, just boop, 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 boop.
That's the one design flaw in these is that light is so bright.
I feel like I'm going to have a seizure. Like, it's just, it's starting to give me a damn headache. I never thought something so small and insignificant would ever bug me this much.
Right, yeah. So, let's see. You can, the main place to follow us right now is on Twitter. At couchco_op. We have a Facebook page too, facebook.com/couchcoopgaming. All of our YouTube stuff, you don't really have to follow there just yet. We're still working on the video stuff, like what kind of content we want to put on there.
We didn't do any Snapchat stuff this entire round, you know that?
That's okay. We had one at the beginning. But we want to do another segment at the end that kind of help us close out the show, which involves, listener mail, basically. So if you have any questions for us or a topic for game-related or not even game-related, anything, like, we'll take anything.
Well, I would say that, like, don't be like, what's your favorite color?
Yeah, but, like, a question or a topic that you want us to talk about on the podcast, you can email me at joe@couchcoop.net, and then I'll go through those emails and, you know, select two to three, probably. If we even get that many.
Yeah.
Also, like, two to three emails from that.
Three would be good. Three would be a good number.
Yeah. And then we'll go through and talk about those things. And that'll help, you know, have some interactivity. Because that's the main thing we want, is to be active with our listener base and constantly improving the show and adding additional content and whatnot. That's kind of, like, what we're out to do. So be sure to email your questions or comments, concerns, to joe@couchcoop.net. Sorry.
I distracted you, that's my man.
It's okay. And then we also have a Twitch channel, which we do sometimes, if our connection's okay. And that's at twitch.tv/couchco_op. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. That'd be a big help to us. Also, if you want to, like, whenever I post the show to Twitter or to Facebook, if you want to share that out to all your friends too, that'd help be really helpful too. We're just trying to
get
expand our audience. We have some plans to help improve our audience stuff later on. But right now, like, basically you helping us out helps us out quite a bit.
Yeah.
And
it's hard for us because we don't really get out of the house much. Mainly because you've got a night job, I've got a day job. Yeah. So it's hard for us to do anything together during right. the week. And then on the weekends, you know, I'm married and you're a single guy. You've got stuff to do.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff.
My wife has stuff to do, so I have stuff to do.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so share it out. Share it with your friends, your family members, whoever likes nerd talk about games and heist movies and whatnot. But we appreciate you guys listening. We hope these new mics are a big plus.
Yeah. They were expensive. They better be good.
Actually, they were cheap.
They're pretty expensive for as low level as we are right now.
That's true. Yeah. It was
It was an investment.
Purchase. Yeah. But I they're super easy to use and whatever. But
except for this damn light. I'm going to unplug this light. I'm going to open it and take it out.
I really not like you not to do that. So, thank you guys for listening. This has been episode 22 of the Catch a Cold podcast. I'm your showrunner, Joe Nixon. You can follow me on Twitter at @Joseph_Ethan. You can follow Casey on Twitter, the showstopper at Casey Tapp.
Yeah.
Okay. I always forget your Twitter.
Yeah, it's the simplest one.
Yeah.
And it's still, we forget it every time.
So yeah, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. And we're out.